Another hour of Little Steven's Underground Garage follows the latest news on VOA Music Mix.
Islamic State claims beheading a British hostage, and fighting continues in northern Syria. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. The Islamic State terrorist group says it has executed British hostage Alan Henning. The group posted a video late Friday showing the purported beheading. The video was released in the same manner as those depicting the beheading of the three other Western captives. Lisa Monaco, assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism.
We are aware and have seen and are evaluating the newest video. If it in fact proves to be authentic, it is yet another demonstration of the brutality of ISIL.
The footage ended with an Islamic State militant threatening another hostage who the militants identified as an American named Peter Kasich. U.S. officials confirmed that Kasich is being held by the terrorist group. Islamic State militants are continuing their advance on the Kurdish-Syrian town of Kobani near the Turkish border, where Kurdish fighters have been struggling to repel them for weeks. The assault has forced more than 160,000 Syrians to flee into Turkey. On Friday, Islamic State shelling continued to bombard the outskirts of the Kurdish town, despite recent airstrikes by U.S.-led coalition formed to combat the extremist group. Pentagon spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby provided this update.
There have been today more than 334 coalition airstrikes in total, including 248 in Iraq and 86 airstrikes in Syria.
Read more at VOAnews.com. Health officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Georgia, say they are now monitoring some 50 people who had direct contact with Ebola patient Thomas Duncan. This is VOA News. The emergence of the Ebola virus in the United States has raised concerns about whether the U.S. should restrict travel from affected Western nations. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has the story.
The State Department says when it comes to granting visas, the safety and security of the United States is the top priority.
WHO and CDC have not recommended that we cut off travel from these countries.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki.
It remains essential that the world community engage in order to help the affected countries.
That policy, however, is being questioned by Mark Krikorian, the head of the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that has been critical of U.S. immigration policy. In particular, he says, a visa should not have been granted to Thomas Duncan, a Liberian national who is now being treated in the U.S. for Ebola. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
The United States says the new Swedish government's recognition of a Palestinian state is premature. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Friday the U.S. supports Palestinian statehood, but it can only come through a negotiated outcome by both parties. Psaki said Israelis and Palestinians must be the ones to agree on the terms on how they live in the future two states. Three senior North Korean officials have made a rare visit to South Korea to attend the Asian Games closing ceremony today and what could potentially bring an easing of tensions between the rival Koreas. A South Korean official says the officials from the North include Hwang Pyong-so, the country's number two behind leader Kim Jong-un. Hong Kong police have arrested 19 people during a night of violence between pro-democracy protesters and mobs trying to drive the protesters from the streets. Police said today some of those arrested are believed to have connections to organized crime gangs known as triads. Local media say at least 18 people, including several police officers, were injured in the clashes. On Friday, pro-democracy student protesters called off talks with Hong Kong's government after violent clashes broke out with opponents of the demonstrations. A 36-year-old Swede has become the world's first woman to give birth after receiving a womb transplant. The woman delivered the baby boy last month through a cesarean section. Swedish doctors say the boy was born prematurely at 31 weeks of gestation when the mother developed preeclampsia, a dangerous high blood pressure condition. Mother and child are now home and doing well. The identities of the woman and her husband were not revealed. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Indonesia, we say Variasi Terbaik Dunia, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
You're ungrateful. Just when we were going to take you on a trip, too.
What kind of a trip?
A hunting trip, where you can commute with nature, live in the outdoors, breathe fresh air. It'll make a new man out of you. Picture yourself in the great outdoors, under the beautiful blue sky.
Wonderful.
An open campfire blazing away. And off in the distance, we hear the call of the wolf. Quiet, wolf.
Why, you...
Go away. When he sees us, you forget Mo is no longer with us. The bear ate him up.
Poor Mo.
Oh, woe is Mo.
Oh, woe is you.
Whoa, Mo.
Oh.
You ever get the feeling that your baby's gonna set you free?
Hi, I'm Peter Falk, and you are with Little Steven in the Underground Garage. Oh, just one more thing. It's a very cool place to be.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name, it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy. Now he won't even look at her.
Started that tribute to Larry Fine with what else? The Stooges. Search and Destroy from their third album, Raw Power. Darling Love with Larry Fine, Fine Boy. Yes, that is an Ellie Greenwich, Jeff Barry, Phil Spector classic. Produced by Phil, arranged by Jack Nitzsche. 1963. Tears of a Clown. The Doughboys, rockin' Plainfield, New Jersey. They produced it. Smokey Stevie Wonder and Hank Crosby wrote it. Get it from DoughboysNJ.com. Moby Grape with Fall on You. Their amazing first album. One of the great debut albums of all time. Peter Lewis wrote that one. David Rubinson producing, 1967.
St. Valentine was John and Brittany. The new EP is Stories to Be Told. Will be coming shortly. John and Brittany writing and producing. Get it from johnbrittany.com.
And hats off to Larry. The great Del Shannon. You didn't really want to call him Charles Whedon Westover, did you? He had to change his name. His second single. Cool stuff. Him and the wild man Max Crook on that crazy keyboard. Max called his Musitron. It's actually some kind of clavioline that he customized. Cool stuff. Happy birthday, Larry.
Music so real,
you can hear it.
VOA Music Mix.
Our coolest song in the world this week comes from Frankfurt, Germany, and some other places. Please welcome back to the Underground Garage stage, the legendary Satelliters.
Tell you truth and to tell no lies. You said you
change your mind before it's too late.
By a car. I told the guy, "You blind?" He said, "I hit you, didn't I?" I mean, it was the same thing when I was a kid. No respect. My old man told me Mickey Mouse died in a cancer experiment.
Walking down the street, don't you dare give me the eye. Strangers when we meet, just keep walking right on by. You gotta pretend when I'm near I don't exist. Make me think we're friends, honey, like we never kissed.
What the hell? Why are they blocking out all the good stuff?
It's the Van Show, starring Van.
They're messing with my shows!
Come to think of it, there was something very different about that Honeymooners episode I watched today.
One of these days, Alice, one of these days!
I'm gonna help stimulate the economy by buying an American car.
This must be the FCC overreacting to the David Hyde Pierce incident. They're censoring anything that might be viewed as unpleasant.
What the hell? They let Sarah Jessica Parker's face on TV and she looks like a foot.
You're comfortable.
I am not comfortable! If you knew anything about me, you would know that I am not comfortable. Do you know why I married you?
I'm comfortable.
I married you because I wanted to mold you. I loved the man I wanted to mold you into. But you're not even there. I mean, how can I mold you when you're not there? Alfred! Honey, I don't want to hurt you. I want to change you.
Set with Gotta Get You Out of My Head, our coolest song in the world this week from the legendary Satelliters. They are the archetypical garage band. I don't know why there's not more cool bands coming from Germany. It's one of the big mysteries as far as I'm concerned, especially with the whole Beatles and Hamburg thing, you know, that part of history where garage rock was invented. Literally, in those four little clubs in Hamburg, there's only one or two of them left. You think there'd be like statues and just, you know, those places would be enshrined. But there's like one little plaque, you know, the Beatles were here once, you know. Yeah, rock and roll ain't getting the respect it used to, folks. So, stick with us. We're in a life raft. In this drowning world. With Noah's Ark with fewer animals. Where was I? Lolo, of course. Lolo produced it. Lolo Blumler. He sounds like one of those, you know, cats who was a driver, you know, but like the German mob guy. I am Lolo Blumler, the driver. Dionysus. It'll be a long time to learn how to pronounce that. It's a record company, DionysusRecords.com. Satelliters wrote it. Lolo and the Satelliters produced it. Zani, Steve, Diego, and Alex. We got to get these cats to America more often, I'm telling you. Everything they do is phenomenal.
A cool girl group classic from Tracy Day. I Won't Tell. Written by the amazing Bob Crew and Bob Gaudio. That's right, the duo that brought you the Four Seasons record. And Bob Crew produced it in 1964.
So Easy Rider from the Bayonets. They finally put out the album, Crash Boom Bang. Go get it, because it's obviously full of hits. Hits in our sense of the word. 30 years ago, it would have been full of hits. In the parallel universe where we live, it's full of hits. They don't care about that stupid reality stuff. Get it from thebayonets.com.
And Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Palisades Park, written by the amazing Chuck Barris. Hey, Chuck, hope you're listening. Another Bob Crew production. Bob's all over this show. Co-produced with Frank Slay for Swan 1962.
We'll be back with the original So You Think You Can Dance.
The world's best variety.
Expect it here.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to the Underground Garage. Amongst all the historical action this week, American Bandstand started October 7th, 1952. It was a local show in Philadelphia called Bob Horn's Bandstand. But after a little problem, a drunken driving arrest, July 9th, 1956, a new host was found. His name was Richard Wagstaff Clark, his parents obviously being Marx Brothers fans, but you can call him Dick. The show went national August 5th, 1957, and Dick Clark gave national exposure to Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bobby Darin, and everybody else crossing over into the pop world. Dick Clark's career would be controversial, but as a kid growing up, American Bandstand was very important to all of us. And then for icing on the cake, he also produced Where the Action Is, which was even more fun.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath, long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub, put my feet on the floor, I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, reeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah, yeah. Bing bang, I saw the whole gang dancing on my living room rug. Yeah, flipping flop, they was doing the bop. All the teens had the dancing bug. Lollipop with a Peggy Sue. Good to golly, Miss Molly was even there too. With a splish splash, I forgot about the bell. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yeah, I was a rolling and a strolling, reeling with the beer, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing.
Hi, this is Dick Clark, and you're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage playing songs with a good beat you can dance to.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance.
Shake it off with my chick by my side. The radio doesn't do it.
I love to dance, dance, dance. Now the beat's really hot.
Dance, dance,
can show up last. I think through it and slow and jump in.
There's a scientific explanation.
A scientific explanation?
Yeah, medical cause. Something called chorea.
Dancing sickness.
Yeah, same virus as dance. It affects groups of people, causing unexplained outbursts of uncontrollable jerks and spasms.
Yeah, it hasn't been seen or diagnosed since the Middle Ages.
You're obviously not a fan of American Bandstand, Scully.
Division in the room. Seeds of destruction, ferocious doom. Evil tea, get your spirit out of your ass. Your way past wicked, transparent like glass. I got eternity, you got one life to waste. You get right, no one's leaving this place. Love is a sacred weapon, far preferred. I'm hard enough to punish. We'll get the word. At the willing, it's your last chance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Fathead Willie soaks with disrespect. Inside, you got some loving soul left. Refer to the video circa 97. Spoon fed my dear old dad on his awful road to heaven. Look, feel, and learn. Don't wanna use the stick. Take big in his hand. Stand on with a limb. Ain't no way out in that selfish trance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Nobody's leaving till the fat girls dance. Morgan and Jimmy kind of set the scene. Telling my life until the power's back
Hey, did anybody ever tell you that you look just like Connie Stevens?
You do, I really mean it.
For real?
Yeah, I met her once at a Dick Clark roadshow.
Yeah, you really think I look like her?
Yeah, I really think you do. You look a lot. You look like Connie Stevens. What's your name?
Debbie. You know, I always thought I looked like Sandra Dewey.
Oh, yeah, well, you look a lot like her, too.
Yeah, is this your call?
Yeah. I'm Terry the... Well, they usually call me Terry the Tiger.
Yeah, it's really tough looking.
What school you go to?
Dewey. Can I rubber?
Yeah, I got a 327 Chevy in it. It's got 6 drum brakes.
Ah, it's bitchin' tuck and roll. You know, I really love the feel of tuck and roll upholstery.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, you know, come in. I'll let you feel it. I mean, you know, you can touch it if you want. I'll let you feel the upholstery.
Okay.
Shop woman, up on the second floor. If I get away this time, I won't be shop no more. So you raise your window so I can ease out soft and slow. None of your neighbors won't be talking that stuff that they don't know. Being here on the first place, I know someone that's gonna walk in and take my place, but ain't no way in the world I'm going out that door. See a man downtown might be a man, I don't know.
It's a psych out. See the pleasure lovers who live it like it is, where it's at. Make the scene with the rebels, the hippies who think that flower power rules over everything and everybody. Psych out. Dick Clark presents the hallucinatory world of the flower children as they parade up and down the streets of San Francisco's Haight-Ashbury district. Psych out was filmed entirely on location in hippie heaven. See the mind blowers in action. Watch the psychedelic dropouts as they psych out. Psych out. Psych out.
Don't sell the
heard our tribute to Bandstand with the amazing Bobby Darin. Splish Splash, Bobby in his rock and roll period, he was good at everything. He'd be great in his big band period. He'd be great in his folk rock period. We lost him way too early also. You know who got co-writing credit on that? Murray the K's mother. That's right. Mama the K. You say Bobby Darin and Gene Murray, because Murray's mother said, "Bobby, I bet you can't write a song starting with Splish Splash, I Was Taking a Bath." Murray held the money, and Bobby won. Dance, Dance, Dance was the Beach Boys. I don't make this stuff up. From their seventh album already in 1965. Yeah, Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Carl Wilson writing that one. And Brian producing one of their 1,000 hits. And Fat Girls Dance was Nils Lofgren from his new box set, Face the Music. If you only buy one box set this year, make it that one. Get it from NilsLofgren.com. Available right now. Sonny Boy Williamson, One Way Out. That's Sonny Boy covering Elmore James, his buddy. Produced by the Chess Brothers. Probably more Leonard than Phil, but give them both credit. And we played Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones. We played it by Little Richard, who has a hell of a version. But, you know, I don't know. It's in that mood. Sticky Fingers, their 11th album. I know it's much later than we usually play. I know. That's probably the newest Rolling Stones song we've ever played. And I ain't going to make a habit of it. It's cool stuff, though. Their second magical period, Beggar's Banquet, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, and Exile on Main Street, the Jimmy Miller years. And thank you, Dick Clark. You did a good thing.
To face stupid reality again.
We are presented each and every week by the very cool Seminole Hard Rock Cafes, hotels, and casinos worldwide. Coolest Indian tribe ever. Go to hardrock.com. They're doing all kinds of cool things. Jimmy Allen bringing back the rock in the Hard Rock name. We are also brought to you by the United Alliance, UAVIP.org, the fantastic pipe fitters union that have made a priority out of giving jobs to our veterans as they come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, training programs and really, really good jobs. They are setting a beautiful example for every corporation in America. Hopefully others will follow their lead. It's all very nice giving lip service to our military personnel. It's another giving them concrete jobs when they get home. If you're looking for cool musical equipment, go to Andy Babiuk's fabgear.com. B-A-B-I-U-K. He's got it all vintage, new stuff. Tell him Little Steven sent you. He'll give you a Chesterfield Kings record. We are syndicated by unitedstations.com. If somebody bought you a radio station for Christmas, call them. They will send you this show. Our thanks to Jim Bertel at Voice of America, getting the show out to all parts of the world. We are produced by the inevitable Dennis Mortensen. Thank you, Alan Freed. We'll see you all next week.
And that's the name of that tune.
Ciao, baby.
We must be in heaven, man!
Ride.
Go fuck the jersey, you moron!
That's entertainment. That's entertainment.